couple of key things. It extends the timeline for this working group for 2 more years. And one of the other significant pieces of feedback was that all the materials that we draft up and send out to the community don't have the ability to see the light of day in the actual strategic or operating planning process from ICANN. And we've had a lot of feedback, albeit anecdotal again, people saying that we should submit, not on behalf of the community or as a substitute for community participation, because the real goal here is to be a catalyst to get you guys to participate, but that as one more form of communication from this community to ICANN. So there is also a statement in there that we would send in the reports or the work, the documents that we produce as but one more contribution or submission. So those are the two key elements at a high level, though I encourage you to read them and provide any feedback that you may feel. So short of reading the red line, which I don't think we have time to do, those are the key elements that are in there. I'll give people a moment to consider that, and I would like to say, can we flip to the presentation? That the other thing that is drawing to a close is the terms of the members of this working group. And there are a lot of folks who've done a bunch of work in producing the documents for this community, and I'd just like to acknowledge them, but also recognize that our terms are up. So there are a number of folks on the working group who I'm hoping will come back and rejoin us, stand up for another term, and I'm also going to put the call out for any other folks who would like to get involved in this working group. And since I have a good memory, but it's short, if you could put the list up of, because I don't want to forget anybody, up to Paulos going down, we've been on the working group since day one, and then partway through the term, the rest of the folks joined us. So I just wanted to also personally say thank you very much for all the work that the folks on the working group have done. So thank you. And as constituted, as per our term, this is the end of it. But I would also say, you know, is there any feedback on us moving forward as per the red line, which I know you've barely seen, but notionally speaking, is there any comment, criticism, concern about...
Don't leave.
About what we're suggesting. Because, again, the goal of this committee was to stimulate and be a catalyst for contributions. We definitely do not want to be providing any incentive to not have everybody else participate. So that's not the goal. Just be one more form. The other thing I would say is we encourage cut and paste. So anything that we produce, and if you want to use it, that's part of the point. Feel free to use it. Any concerns, comments? Should we just keep rolling? Yes, you nodding heads.
I think that's...
Are they nodding off, though?
No, is no, I think that's okay. A given. You'd hear to the contrary if there was a problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your support, and I told you it would be quick administrative business.
Thanks, Byron. Okay, so we're going to start the council meeting in a second. This is perhaps not the greatest way of doing this, but I'm not quite sure how we'll do it, but perhaps we'll just have like lower councillors down here and higher councillors up here. Absolutely. Well, the shorter ones should come up here and the taller ones down there. But before we do, I promised the gentleman from the .cd, the Congo, that he could make a very short and quick statement. So if you take this microphone and stand up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I am Jean-Pierre Muongo, CEO of Post and Telecommunication in Republic Democratic of Congo. And I have here my operator, national operator, regulator. I've been given 1 minute. So, as I am a fluent French speaker, I wrote. So, that city is going to enter into a transition stage for the management of its domain name. This change is governed by the will to become autonomous and be able to manage its domain in DRC, including the primary DNS server. This change will be made in full respect of the previous and the end users of our extension. We wish that the upcoming system will be based on a free and open framework as FRED, which will help us to achieve our transition of the registry in the in a transparent way. This solution will be compatible with EPP and allow us to reach a good compatibility with many existing registers. We will need to obtain the complete voice database from the previous registry, including DNS and client database. This is particularly important as a country cannot be kept hostage from its previous registry. We will provide ICANN with a complete guideline for this transition, and we hope to have its full support. And we thank you.
Thank you very much, and good luck, especially as .cd is my initials, Chris Despain. So I'm very much hoping that I will... Good luck, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, what we've decided to do is that we're going to get the council to, if you don't mind, to take the front row. Bart and I will sit up here with the agenda and do it that way. So if I could ask you to move away from the front row, that would be fantastic. If I could get the councillors to come down to the front row. Christina, can we get the agenda? Is it possible to get the agenda up here or not? Oh, okay. Oh, it's been printed. That's fine then. Okay, that's cool. Don't worry. Dust notes, okay. It's okay.